Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So over the weekend, Donald Trump blasting Attorney General Pam Bondi. No arrests, no trials scheduled. And it really is amazing. No arrest for the Russia collusion hoax. None for the 2020 election, the election fraud, even though we've been told by DOGE that hundreds of thousands to millions of illegal immigrants were not only illegally given benefits, but they were registered to vote. No arrests for the funding and creation of COVID through USAID, the Pentagon, and Anthony Fauci. No arrests for the DOGE findings. Never mind the billions in fraud that we found. And we stopped the payments. Including payments that were being paid out on programs that aren't even in the budget anymore, but the payments were still going out. No, arrests, prosecutions on that, and on. So Donald Trump, very frustrated with Pam Bondi. He walked it back later on in the weekend, saying she was doing a good job. And to her credit, I will say this. She is personally rewriting the presidency. She's doing a great job backing him. He's just winning again and again and again and again at the Supreme Court. He is getting whole new powers that we've always had but never been able to use to protect the homeland, deport dangerous illegal immigrants, send them to third countries if necessary. I mean, it's been amazing, the expansion of presidential power for good that we've got under Pam Bondi. She's winning and winning and winning and winning. And Trump's other nominees who hated him and hated us never did any of that, which is why he was almost powerless in his last presidency, right? So she's doing a lot of great things. And when he calls her out, I'm really hesitant to get rid of her because we have to continue to win these Supreme Court battles that we are fighting. The left sues us on everything. She is winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And I'm afraid, Lee, that if we go with somebody else, it's going to be Bill Barr all over again, and he'll go back to covering up Hunter Biden's crimes and Joe Biden's crimes as Bill Barr did. Bill Barr could really use an indictment or two after what we found out that he did. So I'm very hesitant to remove Bondi, but he's right. We're not moving on this stuff. We've got an FBI, former FBI director out there saying 86 Trump, encouraging him to be killed. We have a liberal gunman showed up on Friday, shot up an ABC newsroom, and in his car is a kill list that includes Trump. Where do you get that idea? Well, you get it from the former head of the FBI. He's still out there. He's dangerous. And nothing is happening. Well, people are blaming Bondi, right? Maybe she's a fault. I don't know. But I want to play you something remarkable that could also explain this, Lee, and we'll get you to react to this. Okay.
Okay.
This is, we finally got this on tape. Okay. Somebody just point blank saying it. This is Senator Ron Johnson, Republican in the Senate. And he's flat out, he's talking about Arctic Frost, where we've now learned that the FBI didn't just intend to send Trump to prison for the rest of his life. They had launched investigations into the leaders in the 92 organizations that make up the conservative Republican movement. This was without predicate. In other words, no evidence of a crime. That doesn't get in their way anymore at the FBI under Joe Biden. They just launch investigations surveilling 30 devices. I bet you Charlie Kirk's was one of them. Guarantee it. A guy registered 400,000 people to vote and then chased their ballots in the last election across five swing states. That's the election right there. He put Donald Trump in office. He was not going to escape a jail cell in the second term. He wasn't. So we know what they were doing, right? But listen to this. Ron Johnson admits Kash Patel didn't get these documents detailing Arctic Frost and this illegal investigation surveillance into the entire network of GOP organizations. Kash Patel didn't get it, and he couldn't get it. The only reason we know is because of whistleblowers. What does that mean, Lee? Kash Patel is not in control of the FBI. Not fully, not even close. He can issue orders, and some people do go out there and they help ICE. They do a lot of the things that we're seeing. Does he have control of this agency? If you can't get basic documents about a major investigation to 92 Republican organizations for the purpose of lawfare, if you can't get that delivered to your desk, you're not in charge of the FBI. And that's a problem.
We got this information from a whistleblower. And I'm not holding Kash Patel accountable because he doesn't even know where all these documents are hidden. So we need people who know within these agencies they have integrity to come forward and bring this to the public's attention. But no, this is an indication that the lawfare wasn't just targeting Donald Trump. It was targeting basically half Americans of America, who Joe Biden said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're basically a suspected domestic terrorist. So
Kash Patel, think about that, Lee. Kash Patel couldn't get these documents. Senate had to get him from a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised in the least and at all. And what I had said previous to the Trump administration taking over in this term, he has got to purge our federal bureaucracy deep within to the bureaucracy. And I'm afraid we've only scratched the surface. And this is another indication of that. I think some of the behavior of Pam Bondi is part of that she's not able to get things done that she and Trump would like to do.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kash Patel. I think the same thing with the Department of War. Many other, I think all the federal agencies, they're just so occupied by liberal progressives that have been appointed and put in these positions over decades that it's just organizationally impossible to rid them on a basis unless you are really willing to risk a lot of political capital.
And
quite honestly, risk the midterm elections.
Yeah.
Because even though I think it would be appropriate and I think it would be something that could save the Republic, it would be so repulsive to many people who don't follow the machinations of our government operation, the Leviathan that is the federal government, as closely as we do. They would look at it as an overreach, Trump just being a narcissist, being a dictator, being a fascist, trying to be all the things that they have been tarring and feathering him with over the course of the years. And I just don't think there's the political capital there to be able to accomplish this. And it's sad. It breaks my heart. Honestly, this is one of the things that has really got me concerned in this second Trump presidency. As much as I welcomed it and knew at the outset there were going to be problems and bumps in the road and other things, but this is something that's not going to be able to be accomplished, I don't believe, in at least in the next couple of years.
I think Trump realizes how frustrated the base is. Mm-hmm. And we're very frustrated. Like, where are the prosecutions? Right. However, if you've watched federal courts function, as I have, as I was a reporter, and mm-hmm. state courts, they function the same way. Yeah. The law enforcement agency, i.e. in this case, the FBI, brings the charges to the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Pam Bondi doesn't go out there, do an investigation, decide to charge.
Right.
That's on Kash Patel. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to me that Trump didn't target Kash Patel. And I think that's a little too close to the truth, quite frankly, when we've got Ron Johnson saying Kash Patel can't even get basic information on a major 92 organization investigation that was illegal, by the way, mm-hmm. Into the Republican Party, including Charlie Kirk. Again, 30 devices surveilled, guaranteed one of those was Kirk's. We're going to get all this from these whistleblowers. We'll find out what they did. But if an FBI director can't even get that, he's not in charge. He has moved into the building. Yes, there are some people following his commands to some extent, but we have not conquered this agency. And you're right, Lee, Trump could, but it might cost him the midterms.
Yeah.
So blaming Bondi and then walking it back is Trump's way of trying to soothe the beast. And the beast is
us.
Us. And we don't understand why. And that's the purpose of this segment, just to explain why. Yeah. Here's the rest of what Senator Ron Johnson said, Lee, and I want to get you to react to it on the other side.
The lawfare wasn't just targeting Donald Trump. It was targeting basically half Americans of America, you know, who Joe Biden said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're basically a suspected domestic terrorist. So this is, they cast a wide net. What we don't know is what did the FBI do with this list? I mean, exactly how did they go about targeting some of these groups, which, by the way, not only included Turning Point USA, but the Republican Attorneys General yep. Association was on this list as well. So, no, there's a lot more to be revealed. Good news is this administration, the people that President Trump has nominated and got confirmed for these positions, they want radical transparency. But again, the deep state is pervasive. They don't give up their secrets easily, even when you have a Republican president and his appointees in charge.
There we have it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's an admission. We're not in charge of the FBI.
Well, and there is a concerted effort, and this is worldwide, to stifle conservative principles wherever they are. If you look around the world, they're winning in Europe. They're winning. They're beating conservative ideals.
Yeah, they are.
They are winning. And they are enacting things and suppressing speech and censoring ideas that are on the conservative side of a worldview. We are simply slowing it down in this country. We haven't won. Just because Donald Trump won, just because Republicans are barely, well, supposedly Republicans are barely in charge of the House and the Senate, we haven't won. We're slowing it down. But there is a concerted effort internationally to stifle conservative principles and politics. And anything that is traditional.
And, you know, really sad that, think about this for a minute. Sitting senator, he's talking about Arctic Frost there again, the investigation into the 92 agencies. You're investigating Republican attorneys general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like AGs of states, like Alan
elected,
Wilson.
Elected officials.
Yes.
Oh, you know, that's not a threat to democracy.
Massive. You're investigating the RNC, and a sitting senator cannot get basic information about the FBI's investigation from the sitting FBI director because he's not powerful enough to extract it from his own agency. So we have to sit around and wait for whistleblowers to bring it to us.
Those are some real patriots there.
They're huge.
The real patriots.
Yes, absolutely. We need more of them to come forward. But this is the conundrum. And Donald Trump can't say it all without looking weak. He can't say we have not operationally taken control of the FBI. He can't say it. He'll look weak. So he goes after Bondi instead. But Bondi can't do anything until Kash Patel brings her the goods, brings her the evidence. That's how it works. I'm not defending her. This is the reality on the ground. It is what is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, something has happened that we've never seen before, I believe, in American history. Correct me if I'm wrong. Truly, I'm having to crowdsource this because I believe we've never seen this before in American history. The left, for the first time, has achieved censorship at the point of a gun. After screaming for days about the alleged censorship of Jimmy Kimmel, turns out that wasn't real. And it can't be censorship as part of what was it? What were we told? Dictatorship by Donald Trump and pressure by the FCC. Can't be that. Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. So that wasn't true, right? We just saw that proved overnight. None of that was true. Because if it was, Jimmy Kimmel will still be off the air. Scott Jennings nailed it when he tweeted, so basically, Jimmy Kimmel's employer suspended him for being an insensitive prick, and we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Question mark. Got it. Right. There was no censorship. And we know that for a fact, because Sinclair Broadcasting, their spokesperson, and Nexstar, their person, spokesperson, put out statements saying, no, there was no federal influence, no FCC influence. This was a personal decision made by our executives. We didn't talk to the government. We weren't threatened by the government. We didn't do this because of anything that the FCC, the head of the FCC said about suspending licenses. That we didn't do that. That's not what happened here. And they put them back. So it can't be censorship. But unfortunately, we have had censorship. There is an actual censorship incident that has occurred. It's the first in American history, as far as I know. If you can think of an example that I'm missing, seriously, tell me, text me. I would love to hear from you. 800-905-0989. Because let me tell you what happened. A doctrinaire liberal lunatic whose X feed is littered with references to Donald Trump is a dictator, Donald Trump is a fascist, went to an ABC 10 newsroom and shot it up. Shot it, folks. I can't believe this is a reporter. Didn't just shoot in the lobby. Found the newsroom, found the glass window, and shot it up. The lunatic's name was Annabelle Hernandez Santana. And he's not behind bars in California right now. Because within 24 hours of arresting him, a judge let him out on bond. Despite the fact that he had a kill list with Donald Trump, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino's names on it in his car when he did the shooting. That was an attaboy, go get him, from the judge. But he won. Because we've had an actual act of censorship here. Because Sinclair Group now admits to the New York Post they were going to run the Charlie Kirk tribute instead of the Kimmel show. But after the shoot-up by the liberal lunatic and other death threats by other liberal lunatics, they pulled the tribute 9 minutes before airtime. They did air it on YouTube. But I guess what? They take it off YouTube when the next liberal shooter shows up? That's what he wants? Is that how that works? We've never seen this before. A left-winger censored a Charlie Kirk tribute at the point of a gun. And let me tell you what, Sinclair just rang the dinner bell. I mean, they're saying right now, we're not going to put Jimmy Kimmel back on. The other affiliates are, but they own about 40 of them. The ABC ones are saying we're not putting Jimmy Kimmel back on. And I saw that and I busted out laughing. I said, you mean till the next liberal shooter shows up and shoots up a newsroom and then you'll put him back on? Because that's the title of today's Rumblecast. That is what is going on here. Violent left, air Kimmel, or we'll kill you. And sure enough, what did the left just learn? This is incredible. All we got to do is show up with a gun in a post-constitutional, post-American blue territory. We'll be out of prison. You know, we'll be out of jail in 24 hours. And fire that gun into a newsroom. And we can get Kimmel back on the air. Uh-huh. That's all it takes. And we can keep Charlie Kirk off the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all it takes. We've never seen this before in America, but folks, they just rung the dinner bell. Just rung it. Left has learned all we have to do is show up with a gun and we can get whatever we like censored because that's what just happened. And you know who watched all of this go down and learn from it? A guy, Keith Olbermann, who lives in the post-American, post-constitutional territory of California. He lives there. He said, oh, okay, I'm not going to shoot up a newsroom yet, but I'm going to threaten the life of conservative CNN commentator Scott Jennings because he's just a little too good at his job. He shuts down entire panels of liberals by himself with no assist. So obviously he has to die. No, really. Here's Keith Olbermann, who tweets at Scott Jennings, "Your next mother blanker, keep mugging to the camera." Look at the timing of it. Keith Olbermann knows two things. He lives in California. And look, if you shoot up a newsroom, you're out in 24 hours. He'd be out in 12 for this, for those threats. Judge will probably toss it. They're going to toss it for the shooter, too. They're going to lower the charges, misdemeanors, and before you know it, he'll get nothing. Because they love it. They love the fact that he not only shot up a newsroom, but he had a kill list in his car, including Bongino, Patel, and Donald Trump. And they wouldn't even hold him 24 hours. And if you don't think that was a message, that was a message. Directed right at us. Nah, we can't go on TV and cheer the murder of Charlie Kirk. But we can do everything in our power to telegraph we want more violence. Keith Olbermann saw that and went, wow, okay. Well, I'll just threaten to kill him online. I'll just threaten him. I won't actually shoot anything up. I live in California. I can do it. And he did. Well, set the internet on fire and Keith Olbermann deleted it, but somebody screenshotted it first. Scott Jennings retweeted it. CC FBI Director Kash Patel. So this is what Sinclair has done by caving to a radical left shooter. You only get more when you do that. Lauren Vaughn, a now former teacher's assistant in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, she was fired for her commentary on the Charlie Kirk assassination, has filed a lawsuit against the school district, its board of trustees, and its superintendent, WIFF4, is reporting. It's kind of interesting because this didn't get a lot of attention compared to the teacher in Greenville who clearly took joy in Charlie Kirk's assassination and was fired for it. She says her post, which she put up on September 10th, about Charlie Kirk, and I'm assuming WYFF has included the entirety of it here. I'm just assuming that, is constitutionally protected. Here's what she wrote. Yeah, there's snark here, but here it is. Want to know, should she have been fired for this? I'd love to know what you think. Quote, "I disagree with Kirk, and I think today should not have happened. I'm sorry that it did." She writes, she put a quote from Kirk, quote, "I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights." So she's quoting Kirk. She's quoting Kirk. "That is a prudent deal. It's rational." And then Vaughn, the teacher, added thoughts and prayers. Okay, thoughts and prayers is the way that the left mocks us for not giving their guns up, our guns up to them. Their take on it is, well, see, we've had another left-wing shooter shoot you, shoot children, kill people, whoever is doing it this week. And so you need to go ahead and give your guns up to us so that we will stop killing you, is essentially the argument. It's not how they put it, but it's the argument. Well, you want to stop left-wing shooters, give up your guns to us. Trust us. And the same people investigating every Republican organization, all 92 of them, for no crime and surveilling their leaders. Trust us. Give up your guns and the left-wing shooters will stop. No, they won't. No, because the cartels, the Democrats' cartel friends, will just traffic guns instead of drugs into this country and only left-wing shooters will have them. You know, like Venezuela, where they took the guns for safety to combat crime, and then less than 3 years later redistributed them to thugs loyal to the Socialist Party. And now they're the only ones who have guns. And if you protest when Maduro steals elections, they shoot you on street corners. That's how this works. So this is the deal the Democrats want us to fall for. We're not going to fall for it. But, so that's what she's referring to. But is this serious enough to warrant firing, or do you think this should be protected speech by the Constitution? Again, she quotes Charlie Kirk, "I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational." And then the teacher adds thoughts and prayers, which we know is the way the left mocks us when we die in left-wing shootings. But if taken literally, thoughts and prayers is a well wish. Does that warrant firing? Should you not be able to stand in front of children if you tweet that? She didn't explicitly celebrate Kirk's death. She then continued the conversation in the comments saying, I disagree with Kirk and think today should not have happened. I am sorry that it did. Another comment she added in the comment section under her own tweet. The whole point here is that anytime someone is killed, it's a tragedy. Even someone I may not like, even someone I disagree with, but instead of accepting it, why don't we do something about it? And she's obviously talking about giving up your guns. The lawsuit claims she was unfairly fired. She felt no satisfaction here talking about the killing of Kirk, and she did not say that she was happy about it like the Greenville teacher did. Just heartbreak for anyone or everyone affected by gun violence, and a hope that one day even enough will be enough at the end of the day. All want the same thing, for everyone to be safe in their home, school, church, or public place, and at a rally or event or just out in public. Should she be fired for that? Texter writes, bottom line, South Carolina is not a right-to-work state. Now, the texter writes, yes, send her on her way. She's one of them. Get her away from our kids. Another texter writes, this is absolutely free speech protected under the Constitution. Unfortunately for her, job is not protected under the Constitution. I was wondering what people would say to it. I don't want to be them. I can't stand them. I know what it is like to lose a social media account. I've lost two YouTube accounts. Two. Both strikes for telling you the truth. Things that were later proved correct. Before Facebook started censoring, I was gaining 1,000 new followers a month. I had 28,000 followers. If you look right now, I've got 32,000. I added 4,000 followers in 10 years. That's what censorship's like. In the process, they stole tens of thousands of dollars from me and my family. In terms of promoting the show, promoting podcasts, all of it. At one point, I couldn't even put the show on Facebook. That's money out of my pocket, too. Because they said I was violating Russian and German copyright. That was a message from whatever snarky person that sent it, basically implying I'm a Russian stooge and I'm a Nazi. That's what that was. I wasn't playing Russian or German music. I know what it's like to lose my free speech rights. I personally know. It's something left's never experienced. They have no idea what it's like. I don't want to be them because they're bad people. They're totalitarians. She deserved to be fired for that. She obviously saying she disagrees with Charlie Kirk. It's a valid position. Not one I agree with, but it's a valid position. Texter writes, if full comments are as quoted, I would not have fired her just for being wrong. I don't see this as condoning violence. I just don't want us to go too far. I want it to be really crystal clear who the good guys are. And I want to win this fight, not by cancellation or firing, but with words. I want to convince the American people we're not going to put the people, leftists, in charge who killed 100 million in the last century. And I want to convince them with words, not force, not cancellation. Now, if you are taking joy in Charlie Kirk's killing, as we have had other teachers do, absolutely you should be fired. You can't stand in front of children at that point. And that should go for both sides. If somebody on our side has done something like that, they should be fired. Texter writes, she shouldn't be an influence on our kids. Empty the toilet. That's what they've done to conservatives for years. Now the texter writes, here, I completely respect everyone's free speech. I can also respect the consequences that come with speaking your opinion. One is married to the other. And finally, texter writes, I got banned on Facebook for telling the truth. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which has long a history of getting people killed, they put a target on the Family Research Council and a left-wing shooter. Oh, there we go again. There's so many of them. Went in there and shot the place up. But who are these people at the Southern Poverty Law Center? The mainstream media quotes them all the time. They track extremism, but not left-wing extremism. The Southern Poverty Law Center put Turning Point USA on its hate map, along with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan, a few months before Charlie Kirk's assassination. That's kind of interesting. since the Southern Poverty Law Center, we're learning this morning, has disturbing connections to a terrorist group, a now designated terrorist group, Antifa. Let's think about this for a minute. Michael Hayden, a spokesperson for the Southern Poverty Law Center, is part of Antifa. Thomas Juergens, another staffer for the group, was charged with domestic terrorism in an Antifa RICO case in Georgia State. So this isn't even Trump, it's Georgia State. Let me understand. A left-wing anti-domestic terrorism nonprofit is staffed by terrorists. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. And the media quotes them like they're a legitimate organization. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so what are they doing? They're putting dots on a map to tell the other Antifa shooters where to go. That's what this has come down to. Where can you find some conservatives to shoot? Michael Edison Hayden, senior investigative reporter, spokesperson, Southern Poverty Law Center. Thomas Juergens, again, another staffer for the group, was charged with domestic terrorism in an Antifa RICO case in Georgia State. This doesn't even slow the Southern Poverty Law Center down. They put Turning Point USA on a hate map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan. Just a few months before Kirk's assassination. Folks, and overnight, we've got the left insisting this was not a political assassination. John Carl, ABC News, said it. Although I'm sure you're going to hear it echoed today.
The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did the shooter put on the bullet?
Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point.
Okay, that's the governor of Utah. If the main word you've been using to describe Trump is fascist, and your Democrat leadership, and the killer inscribes your favorite choice of words on the bullet, is the killer following your directions?
Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
This is what kicking the shit out of fascism looks like.
Try to prevent the spread of the lawlessness and the fascist chaos that's been unleashed against us.
So when we say Donald Trump is a fascist, fascism, a huge component of fascism, is uniting racism, bigotry, a form of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.